Mr. Waddell?
Here.
Mr. Johnstone?
Here.
Mr. Shealy?
Here.
Ms. Dvorich? Mr. Julian?
Here.
Mr. Lasik?
Here.
Mr. Salito?
Here.
Mr. Marino?
Here. An order by Mr. Salito, seconded by... Or signify by aye. Opposed. Motion carries. Next order of business is acceptance of your meeting minutes of May 7th and May 16th.
Motion to accept and place on file.
Sir. Moved by Mr. Joyen, seconded by Ms. Waddell. Accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye. Opposed. Motion carries. Next order of business, reports and communications to City Council.
From the Billing Department, the April 2025 adjustments.
Moved by Salito, seconded by Waddell to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye. Opposed. Motion carries.
Next, from the Auditor's Office, the Statement of Cash from Revenue and Expense for April 2025.
Make a motion to accept and place on file.
Okay. Moved by Joyen, seconded by Lasik to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye. Opposed. Motion carries.
And last, from the Auditor's Office, check report by check number for April.
Second. Moved by Lasik, seconded by Salito to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye. Opposed. Motion carries. Next order of business. Anyone wish to address council on agenda items? Agenda items? In the opinion of the chair, there being none. Next order of business is council committee reports.
I have the safety committee meeting minutes from Monday, May 12th.
Motion to accept and place on file is an order by Mr. Shealy, seconded by Mr. Julian. All in favor signify by aye. Opposed. Motion carries. Your minutes, Jim. That's fine. Next order of business is this evening's legislation.
The following drafts will be part of the consent agenda, being brought to the floor for the first time and passed together with suspension of three readings and as an emergency. Draft number 94-25. An ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds and direct purchase of two 2024 Chevrolet Silverado Police Pursuit Vehicles. Draft number 95-25. An ordinance authorizing the disposal of obsolete vehicle by internet auction on GovDeals as it is no longer needed for any municipal purpose by the city. Draft number 96-25. An ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated police and fire fund for maintenance of vehicles. Draft number 97-25, an ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated general fund for civil service testing. Draft number 98-25, an ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds and direct purchase of an Apex R7 drug and narcotic identification device from Detachem Incorporated for the police department. Draft number 99-25, an ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated police and fire fund for equipment purchases. Draft number 100-25, an ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated general fund for law director technology purchases, contracted labor, and miscellaneous refunds. Draft number 102-25, an ordinance authorizing appropriation of funds from the unappropriated water fund for settlement of a refund. And draft number 103-25, a resolution reappointing Joseph Merlo to the Board of Directors of Meander Water.
Motion to suspend.
Second.
Moved by Joyen, seconded by Shealy to suspend. Questions or comments?
Mr. President,
yes,
quick
sir.
Comment. Items number 1 and number 5, draft number 9425 and 9825, are made possible due to the opioid fund reimbursement. We had asked the chief to... come up with a plan to exhaust those funds. They did have to be spent via federal guidelines, so both of these expenditures did qualify. They were signed off by the law director, and this will exhaust our $150,000-ish worth of opioid funds, but on the back end help supplement the general fund moving forward. And item number 6, 99-25, I'd like the record to show appreciation towards Mr. Ted Bloom for his donation to the police and fire departments, donation of $6,000 to be split equally, $3,000 amongst each department. And I know both chiefs have an idea of what they're going to purchase to help better their departments with this donation. So thank you to Mr. Ted Bloom for that donation.
Thank you. Call the roll for suspension, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Salido for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido? Six yeas, zero nays.
Consent agenda has been adopted under suspension of rules. Will the clerk please present the drafts for first reading?
Draft number 101-25 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance authorizing the transfer of unused lands owned by the City of Niles to Community Improvement Corporation of Niles, Ohio.
Motion for a first reading.
Okay.
Johnstone, seconded by Julian for a first reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 101-25 has received its first reading. Will the clerk please present the last draft?
Draft number 104-25 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance amending Chapter 953.01, Cremation of Unclaimed Bodies of the Codified Ordinance of the City of Niles, in part to update the following sections for cremation and unclaimed bodies.
Motion for first reading.
Second.
Moved by Johnstone, seconded by Lastic for a first reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 104-25 has received its first reading. That concludes this evening's legislation. The next order of business, general comments of concern to City Council. D.
I was here last council. I was told that my yard's going to be fixed. My yard still ain't fixed. I'm going to meet with my attorney on Tuesday because Mr. Lastic has seen my yard. They put gravel in my yard. It's called field dirt. And my estimate is right here that they were going to put topsoil down. I have no topsoil. There's not even grass seed. And Mr. Lastic can vouch for that. There's not even topsoil or any grass seed coming up that they already planted seed.
Right, but one of the problems is you've never signed the settlement agreement and release.
And I told you I am not signing that until my yard is completed.
Well, we can't.
So I'm suing the city.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Then if there's pending threat of litigation, we should no longer discuss from our vantage point, D.
That's what I was going to urge you to tell you. If you haven't done it yet, but if you get an attorney involved, then council cannot do anything. You'll have to go through the courts. I understand that. If you do go that route, we can't get involved. So you haven't done it yet. So I guess what I would urge is to get this process fixed before we have to go that route. Not that we're fear-mongering by any means, but it is a simple thing to go over here and get this restored the way it should be.
Yeah, but the ordinance clearly that you guys passed clearly indicates in exchange for a settlement agreement and full release, we would do this. So, and she's not willing to do that. So at this point,
D, what they want you to do is not a release that it's fixed, a release allowing them to fix it. You have to allow them to come on the property to fix it. That's what the release is for.
Not I did sign the release when they come out the first time.
What is the issue about just signing to say they can work on it? You want them to work on it.
No, listen, if you sign a release, I'm not stupid. I have a medical degree. I'm not stupid. If you sign a release, they don't come back. That means you signed off on it. I'm not stupid.
That's not what it says. That's not what the release says. And then if they don't come back and do it, then you sue under the release. That's what the release is about. That's what the ordinance was passed for. Why they came out too early, that's the issue. Right? They shouldn't have done it until you signed to authorize them to do it. But in exchange, that's what our ordinance said. In exchange for a release, so then your only cause of action will be the contract. If you think we breached the contract by not going out there to correct it, then that's your lawsuit is under the contract. What you're releasing is, I'm releasing the City of Niles from any liability with respect to the dispute regarding the property prior to entering into the agreement. So the agreement will be your cause of action.
They're going to write agreement up?
The agreement you won't sign, I have it up.
I want to read that agreement. Okay.
And remember, it's got to be you and everyone that owns the property, the owners and the tenants.
All right. Another question is I want to ask, why is my electric bill 39 days?
Motion for 3 additional minutes.
Moved by Salido, seconded by Johnson for an additional 3 minutes. All in favor, signify by aye. Opposed, motion carries.
Anybody know the answer to that? Oh, okay. We just go 39 days, we go 40 days. How about if I wait 39 days before I pay you? How about that?
What's the answer on why we're not getting it real close to 30 days?
That's the goal, 30 to 35 days, based off of staffing, vacations, sick time, comp time, et cetera. The reason that the electric bills are always fluctuating as far as the dates go and the thresholds go is because they're manually read. That's always been the problem. We've always addressed that. With our program to change to automated electric meters, that is going to solve that. Currently, with the NECO program, the water meters can be read on a 5-day, 10-day, 30-day basis, but it's the electric meters that have to be manually read, and if the staff isn't available to do that and the cycle lapses for whatever reason, that's where you get pushed either above or below. So it's because of the staffing, and it's because of the manual reads. And I wouldn't say we have an issue with staffing. I would say periodically when the levels drop and you cannot compensate with additional meter readers, that's where you then see the additional days. But how it tends to shake out is the following month, everything balances out. So she'll receive a less than 30-day read. And when you add up all of those days throughout the course of the year, you get a year.
That's not true, Steve. That's not true.
It is 100% true. I've said it multiple times.
Something. You sat on council. You sat on council when you were a council person. You brought in a stack of somebody's electric bills. You remember that? You said this. Let me have my 3 minutes. Then you talk. You said, we are not going to do these. We're going to do the billing the right way. Last month, my electric bill was $102. This month, my electric bill is $140, which I'm not bitching about. I still paid it. But there's no reason we have 30 days in a month or we have 31 days in a month. Our electric bill should only be 30 days or 31 days, unless it's February, when there's 28 days in the month. You sat on council and you bitched and bitched about everybody's electric bill.
D.
Remember that?
D. Over here. All right.
Are you done?
Your time has expired, D.
Her
time has expired, Mayor. Your time's up. Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else? D. Please. Thank you. Anyone else? George, you want to talk? All right. D. Please. Go ahead, George.
Oh, my God. How are you supposed to follow that? What do I do? I got to get my name? Gio? Something? All right. She just said Mike went out there and checked it last week. The last council meeting, two ladies came up and talked. The council meeting before that, two ladies. Prior to that, one lady. Every time one of you come and said, we'll get with you after council, get your name, number, we'll come out and take a look at it. My question is, you people have so much hate for me for something that I didn't create. I brought out people stealing, people sleeping on the job, people in Geneva while on the job. And because I brought this out, none of you come up and say, hey, Gio, we'll come out and look at your curbs that they destroyed, your sidewalks, the cement that's in Mrs. Bendis's yard. They dumped left it there. Grass, 8 months, still hasn't grown back. Talk about the pipeline, the water line. That's a pretty big issue. I said I talked to 17 homeowners. Not one of you. A big issue of putting that water line in for better water pressure. Not one of you come up to me and said, let's do what do we need to do? You put in a contract, we want topsoil, not fill dirt, and we want grass, not weeds. That's why the people don't want to sign this paper. Yet none of you come up and say, hey, let's sit down and figure this out. It's because you guys have so much hate for me. Hate's a strong word, and I don't hate none of you up. I dislike a lot of you. I hate what you guys do sometimes, but to hate an individual, that I don't. None of you. I don't. That's too strong of a word for me. But I dislike a lot of things that are done. But not one of you have ever said, let's take a look at what the sidewalks and thing are damaged. Last year when I called the city, you must have been walking right by the secretary because she stopped. She got the answer when she said a homeowner's calling in about the curbs and sidewalks. She came back and said, that's the responsibility of the homeowner. The sidewalks are 2 inches of concrete, are cracked. They just put it in last year. The curbs are cracked. And they're telling me that's my responsibility? They just put, they're the new concrete sidewalks they just put in. Nobody wants to come out and look at that. This ain't me. This is Mrs. Bendis, the two neighbors down. Not one of you have done that. Now, draft 94-25. How much of my tax, I know the impound lot pays some of that. How much of my taxes go towards a cruiser? Does anybody have a figure, Phil?
That 94, that's coming from the opioid fund.
What's that?
That's coming from our opioid settlement fund. That's what that money's coming from there.
So then our taxpayers don't pay nothing towards them?
This particular purchase, no.
But the previous ones then?
Yeah, they would come out of the general fund, yes.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, tax dollars.
I mean, I don't have that.
Okay, that's fine. You know, that's fine. But, I mean, that's pretty much it. I just want to see one of you guys to come up and say, hey, let's take a look at what the issue is here. And we'll get the water lines passed. I guarantee you, you come out and put that in the contract, I'll get every one of them homeowners to sign off so you guys could go dig your water line or do whatever. But not one of you want to do it. That's it.
Time has expired. Thank you. That concludes public remarks. Next order of business, miscellaneous remarks. The chair has none. Mayor?
Just a couple key dates.
Mayor, excuse me. I did want, on behalf of the city, Mrs. McMahon, to extend our condolences from council to you on the loss of Mike. You know, great guy. Had the pleasure of working with him for many years down at the stadium, and he'll be sorely missed. And once a dragon, always a dragon. But I would have been remiss if we did not acknowledge him and you as a public servant. So you have our deepest sympathies, Marianne. Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you, Bob. And certainly echo those sentiments, Marianne. A couple key dates coming up for everyone to be aware of. The electronics drive, the annual electronics drive, is Saturday, June 14th, behind the police station in the safety service parking lot. All items accepted are on the homepage of the city website. That's also been on social media. The 4th of July parade, annual 4th of July parade, is set for the 4th, Friday the 4th of July, 11 a.m. Details, again, are on the city website. It's been sent to the press. Potholing for the lead and copper inventory begins Monday, June 9th. There will be crews going around the town. Homeowners have been previously notified. There's approximately 350 homeowners that the crews will be potholing in hopes to identify and inventory lead service lines. Mosquito spraying has been canceled for tomorrow. That's going to be rescheduled for Tuesday, June 10th, weather pending. And then finally, a little bit of good news out of Columbus yesterday. We were awarded the $50,000 grant through ODOD for the Housing Technical Assistance Program. And that's going to be geared towards updating, modernizing our zoning codes in relation to our comprehensive plan. There is strict guidelines and timelines we're going to have to follow. So a lot will be coming in front of council to move this grant along, but the timeline is 1 year from award. So this time next year, we're going to have to be closing out this this grant through ODOD. But it was $50,000. We were the only entity that was awarded in Trumbull in Mahoning County. So good news relating to our comprehensive plan and a zoning upgrade that is long overdue, in my opinion. And that's all I have, Mr. President.
Thank you. Mr. Treasurer? Mr. Law Director?
No comment.
Safety Director?
Nope.
Service Director?
No comment.
Chief? Mr. Waddell?
Nothing here.
Mr. Johnstone?
I'd like to just take one moment and recognize Chief Holland. I get calls all the time, as I'm sure many councilmen do. They come at all hours of the day, and anytime we send something over, he's so responsive, and we get such a good response from your office. I just thank you for everything. It makes our job a lot easier. Thank you.
Sheely?
Comment.
Julian? Mr. Salido?
Yeah, two things. I would urge D to get with the law director today and get that done so we can get them over there to look at it. It is not a release at all. It's a release allowing them to get that done. You might as well try each domino before you have to go to the final extreme. And if that just allows them to get it over there to get it done, that's not releasing it. So please get with them so we can get this moving. And then in talking with Mr. Reno, Mr. Kuryotnik was well-behaved in stating his issue today, and I think that we need to get somebody over there to look at that sidewalk. And if Mr. Waddell wants to go, I would be happy to go over there with him and take a look, and we can take photos and bring them back to council to observe the situation. So, Todd, if you can let me know in the next day or two what works for you, and we'll set something up with him, and we'll go by there and take pictures and address what the concern is.
Set it done.
That's all I got.
Thank you. A motion to adjourn is in order by Mr. Julian, seconded by Mr. Chile. All in favor, signify by aye. Meeting's adjourned.